you cannot afford to humiliate people, particularly powerful, proud nations with a history. But you can't do it with countries that have the ability to respond and respond in a very destructive manner. NATO's potential enlargement is potentially dangerous because it could engulf countries or threaten countries such as Russia. That's the perception. And when great powers or powers that perceive them to be great, themselves to be great, are threatened, they react. And we know this from the way the USA has reacted to, for example, the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was willing to go to nuclear conflict. And we can't expect Russia to behave differently if it feels threatened. And NATO is perceived, if it isn't in reality, it's certainly perceived by the non-NATO members to be an arm of American hegemony. And it means that although it is being presented as a defensive alliance, the question now is, what is it defending against? It is now the military arm of the Western world. And what it has done unwittingly is to create a division in the world between the West and the West. These enlargement, particularly in the case of Finland and Sweden, has ratcheted up the tensions that existed, the tensions that led President Putin to decide to invade Ukraine. He now has greater threat than he had when he was in Ukraine. So what will he do? He has a choice. He can either escalate or he can climb down. Climb down is a very difficult thing for any world leader to do. So I think that what we are facing is a high-stakes gamble in which either way, militarily or economically, if the West is successful, it's a high chance that the Russians will carry out their threat of a preemptive strike or nuclear warfare, which of course would be disastrous for everybody concerned. Stop using ideas and strategies that are way past their sell-by date to solve contemporary political and military problems. Contemporary political and military problems are dangerous and they need a fresh approach. We cannot have fights about who is superior over whom. If we do that, we will lead to destruction.